Allow me to introduce myself. I am Christopher Tibbar. For many years, as a freelance writer and public speaker in all forms of media, I have encountered many authentic stories of Australian life. Listen and enjoy as I share some of these stories with you about long forgotten poets in Australia and their poems that you may not have heard or read. In this episode, I'm speaking about Henry Lawson. Henry Lawson was an Australian poet who was born in 1867 and died in 1922. He was a friend of another great Australian poet, Banjo Paterson, and was also a great writer of short stories. Sadly, throughout his life, he struggled with alcoholism and mental illness and spent time in a Sydney jail. He was the son of a Norwegian sailor who became a gold miner, and he was born on the goldfields of New South Wales. His mother was also a poet called Louisa Lawson, who was just 18 when Henry was born. At school, Henry was discovered to be quite deaf, but a friendly teacher encouraged him to read poetry written by other Australians in order to help his education. He planned to marry another great Australian poet, Mary Gilmore, but in the end, his drunkenness spoilt the chance. Because of his great success as a poet and a writer, he was the first person in New South Wales to be granted a state funeral, which was attended by the Premier and the Prime Minister of the time. In 1891, Lawson heard a sad story about a tragic drowning of two young sisters aged 6 and 9. It was at Walloon on the rail line from Ipswich to Boona, as their father worked on the railway line fixing any problems. My grandfather also worked for the railway on that line in the early 1900s. The sisters went to a pond full of water lilies, and while collecting flowers, the younger one fell in and the older sister tried a rescue, but both drowned. The sad episode is memorised by a statue and a pond at Walloon, and Henry Lawson's poem is on the memorial. Listen and appreciate his effort. The Babies of Walloon. He was a lengthsman on the railway, and his station scarce deserved that preeminence in sorrow of the majesty he served. But as dear to him and precious were the gifts reclaimed so soon, were the workmen's little daughters who were buried near Walloon. Speak their names in tones that linger, just as though you held them dear. There are cries to which the mention of those names will bring a tear. Little Kate and Bridget, straying in the autumn afternoon, were attracted by the lilies in the water of Walloon. all is dark to us. The angels sing, perhaps in paradise, of the youngest sister's danger and the elder's sacrifice. But the facts were hidden from us when the soft light from the moon glistened on the water lilies over the babies of Walloon. I hope you enjoy this poem and take some more time to read some more Australian poetry.